there, so far distant that it was difficult to discriminate individual bodies among the mass. Why were the predators moving away from their prey? Central Computer pondered this question for more than a full second, while simultaneously questioning the decision tree program about firing off another data capsule to report this unexpected behavior. The decision tree concluded that the predator's behavior did not in itself warrant launching a fresh data capsule. But the priority directive flared in Central Computer's list of objectives. Observe the Leviathans. With the predators distracted even temporarily, Faraday obeyed its programming and sped toward the massive assemblage of Leviathans. This was an opportunity that it could not resist.
Catherine Westfall tapped her foot impatiently on the plush carpeting of her sitting room.
Those fools, she said to herself. Those doddering old fools.
The latest message from IAA headquarters on Earth had her seething with frustrated anger. The Council is divided on the question of forbidding Dr. Archer to send a crewed mission into Jupiter's ocean, split almost evenly down the middle. 9 in favor of banning the mission, 7 against the motion. Westfall's own vote would make it 10-7, but the chairman of the Council, a geriatric case who should have been put out to pasture long ago, in Westfall's view, ruled that the vote fell one short of the 2/3 majority needed for such a critical decision. 2/3 majority. Westfall wanted to throw something, she was so angry. She actually picked up a small decorative vase from the end table by the couch and raised her hand, but stopped herself. The chairman was a scientist, she knew. Undoubtedly a friend of Archer's, or at least he's in sympathy with a fellow scientist's aim. Westfall shook her head.
They don't care about who has to risk her life, who might get killed. They're blind to the risks. All they want is to learn new knowledge, regardless of the costs.
She carefully replaced the vase on the end table and sat herself on the couch, trying to relax the tension that was knotting her like a rope.
And what do you want? She asked herself. Retribution for your sister's death. Don't kid yourself. You never really knew her. She's an excuse, not a reason. Why do you want to stop Archer?
The answer flashed in her mind immediately. Because Grant Archer is in line for membership on the Governing Council. And once he's on the Council, he could swiftly rise to the chairmanship. He's that kind of person. Quiet, unassuming, friendly, and single-minded in his determination to put science ahead of everything else. He won't seem to want the chairmanship, Westfall knew.
He'll act surprised when they offer it to him.
But he'll take it.
Oh, yes. He'll take it and run the council his way, and I'll be just another member out in the cold, without any real power.
Westfall felt a pang of fear clutching at her innards. She remembered her mother telling her over and over,
"You're not really safe unless you're on top. You've got to be in command, otherwise they can walk all over you."
Clenching her tiny fists, she told herself,
"I've got to stop Archer, one way or another."
She stared at the empty armchair across the coffee table. Only a few hours ago, Deirdre Ambrose had sat in that chair and dutifully reported that Archer was encouraging her to become part of the crew that went down into the ocean. Westfall could see that Deirdre was clearly afraid of the idea.
But they'll cajole her into going, she knew.
They'll make it clear that if she wants any kind of a career in scientific research, she'll have to do what they tell her.
They'll kill her, just like they killed Elaine.
Suddenly Westfall broke into a smile.
Of course. What a fool I've been, she said to herself. I've been battering at them to no avail. Archer is determined to send a crew into the ocean. He has his friends on the IAA Council and elsewhere in the scientific community. I'll let him get away with it.
And when a mission fails,
when those people in the crew are maimed or killed. Archer will be blamed for it. Of course.
Westfall almost laughed aloud at the simplicity of it.
Let him send them. He'll be writing his own resignation. They'll be killed, and it will be easy to see that I've been right all along. Then they'll cancel all this nonsense of human missions into Jupiter's ocean. Then Archer will resign in disgrace, or be fired by the IAA Council. Then I can cut their research budget down to where it should be, and stop all this nonsense of trying to talk with those alien monsters. Then I can be elected chairman of the council, as I should be.
She actually did laugh out loud.
And then I can purge the obstructionists off the IAA Council. I'll fill the board with my own people, and make those scientists dance to my tune.
Leviathan. Leviathan's sensor parts saw the lights flashing back and forth among the elders, deep in the core of the kin's spherical formation. None of its nearby companions lit up. Whatever the elders were discussing was not being transmitted to the others of the kin. The darters were still out there, trailing the kin at a long distance, just barely within sensor range. They wouldn't attack the entire family of us, Leviathan thought. We could crush them if they tried to. But hunger is a powerful force. Leviathan felt it gnawing at his own parts. If the elders don't lead us to a new stream of food soon, Leviathan knew, members of the kin will begin to dissociate, unable to control their starving parts. And once that begins, the darters will swoop in and feast. A message was flashing from one member of the kin to another, making its way outward from the elders toward the edge of their formation. When at last Leviathan saw the message glaring from the flank of its nearest fellow, it felt stunned. The eldest had decided to leave the group and go off alone to dissociate. Suicide, Leviathan knew. The darters would swarm all over it, as soon as it separated itself from the kin. But the eldest was firm in its decision. It was willing to sacrifice itself so that the kin could get away from the daughters. Willing to allow the predators to devour its parts while the rest of the kin fled to safety. Nothing like this had ever happened within Leviathan's memory. Leviathan protested, flashing a message, urging the elders to turn on the darters and drive them away. We are much stronger than they, Leviathan signaled. We can fight them without sacrificing any of our members. But the eldest signaled back, no. Better that one dies and the rest of the kin survive. There must be new currents of food nearby. Find them while the darters are busy feasting. Grow strong and have many buddings. Leviathan felt helpless in the face of the eldest's decision. Suddenly, its sensor parts shrilled an alarm. An alien. Leviathan's brain recognized what the sensors had detected. One of the strange cold alien creatures was approaching the kin. But this one was much larger than any of the previous aliens, almost as big as a full-grown darter. Leviathan flashed the information inward toward the elders. Quickly, their reply came back, ignore the alien. It cannot help us or change what must be. But Leviathan wondered, is the alien helping the darters? Is the alien the reason why the food stream disappeared and the darters have grown so bold? Part 3. Preparations. If everything is under control, you're going too slow. Mario Andretti.
Immersion Center. Deirdre had never swum before. Living in the Chrysalis II habitat, the nearest thing to a swimming pool had been an ancient bathtub that her father had imported at tremendous cost.
from London.